So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Shleisha Gittin Pesulin, Vimnissus Havlat Kasher. The following three Gittin are disqualified merely midirabanan. Therefore, Liketchila, she may not marry with such a get, but by the Avid, if she did marry, her child is not a mamzer. The first get is a case of Kasav Iksav Yadai, Ve'enel of Edim. The husband wrote the get himself, and no witnesses signed it, but there were Edim who witnessed the Mesira, the delivery of the get. Rashi offers two explanations. Either the Tanakhama holds kasher b'di'evid because midiraisa it is sufficient if the get has only edim misira, but it's possible liketchila because the Rabbanan initiated that a get must have edi chasima. Accordingly, the Tanakhama disagrees with Reb Meir, who holds midiraisa get must have edi chasima, and he also disagrees with Reb Elazar, who clearly argues in the Seifa and says that even the Rabbanan, a get does not require edi chasima and needs only edi misira. Or the Tanakhama does concur with Reb Meir, who holds midiraisa get must have edi chasima. However, it is kasher b'di'evid because kasav yadai kimei edim dami. The husband's handwriting is considered as 100 edim, and therefore even without edim mesira, the get is kasher. However, it's possible katchila out of concern that dilma asr lach shirui b'chsav sefer. People might incorrectly validate a get with no edim that only a scribe wrote, whose handwriting is considered only as one ed. The second get is a case of Yeshalav Edim v'im b'izman. Edim did sign the get, but the date was not included. The get is pasul liketchila because the Chacham initiated that the date must be written in the get. The third get is a case of Yesh b'izman v'im b'ele ed echad. The date was included, but only one witness signed. The get is pasul liketchila, as the Gemara cites in Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds ksav yodei sheninu. The Mishnah refers to a case where the husband wrote this get himself, and only one ed signed. And as Rashi explains, although the Mishnah already taught us in the first case that Ksav Yod is kasher b'di'evid, even if there were no edim signed, the Mishnah now teaches us that the get is pasul liketchila even if one ed did sign. However, regarding Ksav Sefer v'ed, if a scribe wrote the get but only one ed signed, Rav holds the get is pasul b'di'evid and Havlad Mamzer, because there is only one chasima, and the Ksav Sefer does not count as the second chasima. And although the Mishnah Daf Pei Zayin does rule Ksav Sefer Ve'ed Kasher, the Gemara there explains Chasam Sefer Sheninu. There, the Sefer also signed, and there are two Chasimas. Shmuel disagrees and says Afilik Ksav Sefer Ve'ed. Both in our Mishnah and the Mishnah Daf Pei Zayin, the scribe only wrote the get, and only one ed signed, and even so, the get is Kasher, because the Ksav Sefer does count as the second Chasima. However, in the next Mishnah, it's Kasher Lekatchila, because Besafra Demuvak. There the Sefer was a professional who was well aware of the halacha that a Sefer may not write a get without the husband's specific instruction. While in our Mishnah it's Pasul Liketchila because Besafra Demuvak, here the Sefer was not a professional, and there is a concern that he may write a get without the husband's instruction. The Mishnah concludes, Hare Elu Shleisha Gittin Pesulin, Vemnissus Havlad Kasher. These three Gittin are disqualified Midrabanan. Therefore, the Ketchila, she may not marry with such a get, but b'di'evid, if she did marry, her child is not a mamzer. The Mishnah does not address the question whether once married, she may remain with him. And the Gemara cites a Machlekes Rav and Levi v'Rabbi Yechanan. Rav says that it depends. Zimnen teitze, zimnen loy teitze. Sometimes they must divorce, and sometimes they do not divorce. Yesh labanim loy teitze. If they already have children, they do not divorce. Because as Rashi explains, shloy loy teitze las mamzer salbanel. So that people should not consider her children from the second husband, Mamzerim. However, Ein Loi Banim, Teitze. If they do not yet have children, they must divorce, because this is considered a Liketchila, since there are no children. However, Levi and Rabbi Yechanan disagree and say, Lo'olam Loi Teitze, in all circumstances they do not divorce, because this is considered a B'di'evid, since they are already married. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Afa Pisha Ein Lov Edim, Elisha Nosnu Lobifnei Edim Kasha. Rabbi Elazar disagrees regarding the first and third get, and holds that even if there were no Edim signed, but there were Edim for the delivery, the get is kasher liketchila, and therefore v'goyvim in the chasam mishabadim. If a shtar choyv, a loan document, was written in this fashion, the lender collects even from assets that the borrower already sold to others, because she'ena Edim chayis min ala get, ela mepnei tikkun oilam. According to Rabbi Elazar, a get or shtar does not require Edim chasima to be valid, and they sign only as a precaution in the event that Edim Mesira die, the husband might claim that the get was a forgery, and Bezdin cannot then validate the get through Kim Chasimis if there are no Edim Chasima. The Gemara cites a Machloikis. Rav says, Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar begitin. The halacha follows Rabbi Elazar only regarding a get, but not regarding other shtaros, because as the Gemara in Daf Chav Beis explains, the shtar is meant to be used for collection at a later time, and by then the Edom Asiri might not recall the original details, and therefore there is a concern for ziyuf. And the pasuk states, "V'nesatim b'kli cheres l'man yamdu yamim rabim." Yimri HaNavi instructed them to preserve shtaros so that they last for a long time. Shmuel disagrees and says, "Af b'shtaros." The halacha follows Rabbi Elazar even regarding other shtaros, because mitkar techiri they will remember. And as to the pasuk l'man yamdu yamim rabim, hasam etzotayv kamashmalan. Yirmiya merely provided them with good advice, but there is no obligation to write shtaros to be long-lasting. Zok the Mishnah, Shnaim shesholchu shnei gitin shavin minis arvu, nois nishneim lezu v'shneim lezu. If two husbands send two identical gitin with one shliach, but he mixed them up, the shliach must first hand both gitin to one wife, and then hand both gitin to the other wife. L'fikach, aved echad men ariya sheni batel. Therefore, if the shliach lost one of the two gitin, the other get is also disqualified. The Gemara offers two explanations to the Mishnah's halacha of nois nishneim lezu v'shneim lezu. Rabbi Yirmiya holds the Mishnah is Rebbe Meir, who says Eid Chassid Mekarti. The divorce is through the Eidim who signed the get, and they are not required to observe the divorcee accepting her own get. However, according to Rebbe Lazar, who says Eid Masir Mekarti, the divorce is through the Eidim who witnessed the delivery, both gitin are disqualified, because Olo Yadi Behaim Minai Kumagarsha. The Eidim Masiri do not observe a proper delivery of this divorcee receiving her own get, since the gitin were mixed up. Abaye says the Mishnah is even Rebbe Lazar, and nois nishneim lezu v'shneim lezu, because ksivu lishma bai, nesinu lishma loy bai. The Eidim Masiri are not required to observe the divorcee receiving her own get, as the requirement of lishma pertains only to the writing of the get, but not to the delivery of the get. The remainder of the Mishnah will be reviewed in the next daf.